This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you like Chris Paul leaning on the scorer's table at the end of the game last night?
What do you mean?
He was leaning
down. Oh, like he was hurt or whatever?
Yeah, it looked like he was hurt.
I didn't know what that was about, but I didn't focus on it much.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was about either, but he came Hopefully out with a little bit of a limp, and I don't want to see that.
Well, he missed a little runner, and
yeah.
So hopefully, we don't hear anything about that
tonight.
It was after the game was over. Hey, join us right now is an old friend, Terrence Thomas, who Terrence was I consider him very instrumental for me as a young radio host just getting started, along with John, at helping to identify some things that would work for us. And here we are 21 years later, and we're still doing it. And see, I think some of your, you know, in terms of how to do remotes and how to build a culture with a show were like very important for me just getting started with my first morning show radio gig. So that was cool because you had watched Jim Rome build his start to build his little empire in California. So thanks for that. I've told you that before, but I always appreciated that.
Hey, no problem, Lance. It's always good to help out an old friend.
There you go. What, and you're
T,
doing...
what's up, man?
Oh, we have got something really special for Aggie fans. So, you know, so I run a company. We do lifestyle and lifestyle management. It's called One Concierge, and we have a sports division. And we have a partner called Jet Edge. They're a major private jet operator throughout the country. And we're creating and pioneering a new category. It's called on-demand sports travel. And we're going to do this, but we're going to do this a little bit differently. We're going to do this in style. So our first activity of this on-demand sports travel really revolves around premier events. And we're talking about the Sweet 16, and we're talking about the Texas A&M Aggies. So we have a premium package, especially for Aggie fans, that we're just promoting right now. It's easy to remember. It's called getonthejetaggie.com. let me repeat that again. Getonthejetaggie.com. So let me tell you just real quickly and briefly about what this entails. So I need between 8 to 14 fans that are just loyal to the cause of Texas A&M, because you're needed right now to make sure that they can get to San Antonio. So if I get 8 people, I can marshal a Gulfstream G200. If I get 14 people, it's a Gulfstream G4SP. It's going to leave tomorrow at Houston around 10 a.m. and arrive in Van Nuys in L.A. at 1. We're going to get people right straight from Van Nuys to the Staples Center, get them checked in at the JW Marriott or a similar property. If you guys ever been to the Staples Center, it's pretty much right across the street. It's a nice, small little walk to head out there. And then they can get this. We have a 18-person suite at the Staples Center. It'll be fully stocked with beverages of your choice, including adult, and gourmet food. A nice suite at the Staples Center. We need, you know, 14 people and the suites for both sessions to watch A&M against Michigan. I think this is going to be, this is one of those situations where history's calling.
This is a good, and, by the way, this is a good team. Like, I don't think it's outrageous that they win twice this weekend. I know John, you kind of think the same thing.
I absolutely do.
So, but if they were to lose, you guys also have an interesting, if they win, you're staying there, you got hotel stays, suite for two, for both games, win or lose in game two. If they win game one, you're all taken care of with your trip there, your trip back, you got your food and your drink in the suites, you got the hotel already taken care of, your travel to and, you know, from the airport, all that stuff. But if they happen to lose game one, you guys have an interesting option to come back.
That's right, because this is designed for the guy that's bold, right? We're going to make you a winner regardless. So if they lose, we don't want them to, then we're just going to make a game-time decision. Because remember, this is a jet. And because this is a jet, we can divert that jet, and we can take that thing right into Las Vegas. All right? So Thursday night, things don't happen. Friday, we'll get on that jet. We'll take that thing to Vegas. You can still enjoy all the games. We'll get people set up at the Aria. And then Saturday, you can go back on home to Texas. So that game-time decision to go to Vegas is key because, look, we want guys to make sure that they come and they have a good time. We want to make sure that either way, you're going to go back a winner.
And, and that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
I like that Vegas option. And it, Rich, real quick, because we're going to be talking about this over the next week, but just quick, because I know this is something Granada would love. Tell people about your Masters package, the Augusta package.
That's right, the Augusta package. So we've been fortunate enough to get access to premium inventory and premium, hospitality stays. So for Masters, same thing. We'll take a jet from Houston to Augusta, so you don't have to fly to Atlanta and drive. We'll get people set up at a host home, Masters home, and then it could either be a 2-day or 4-day package to watch golf. But the most interesting thing is there is a hospitality center, in Augusta, has the best talent in Georgia. Once again, fully catered, gourmet food, everything else that our folks can have access to. So it's going to be a nice excursion, and there's a lot of options there too as well. So if you want to play a round of golf at one of the, premier destinations in Augusta, we can set that up too. That's going to be up to 8 people. So, once again, we're going in style, on demand. That's what we do here at One Concierge. So,
what's that website?
That's jetforgolfers.com.
Jetforgolfers.com. Jet,
exactly. Write all this down.
J-E-T or Jets? J-E-T?
J-E-T-S. S. Or, excuse me, Jet, J-E-T, for golfers.com. J-E-T, for golfers.com.
And the other one was?
This is Get On The Jet Aggie.
Get On The Jet Aggie.com.
Exactly. Real quickly, if you're an Aggie, your core beliefs are duty, honor, Aggie. All right?
That's true.
You've got to get on this jet. Get On The Jet Aggie.com. You guys got to go. And if you guys are old school, for whatever reason, call us. Here's the number. It's 888-408-1026. That's 888-408-1026. You have to be there. Okay, this ain't the Cotton Bowl. This is the road to the Final Four. This is a Sweet 16. You can drive to San Antonio, but you're gonna fly in style. Get on the jet, Aggie.com. Get on the jet.
Terrence Thomas, my man. And we'll be telling you about other things like Triple G and Canelo. There's so many. They can get you anywhere and everywhere. So these are going to be some kick-ass trips that we hope to be taking with you guys. And we'll set some really baller stuff up. I promise you that with oneconcierge.com. Jetforgolfers.com for the Augusta trip, because there seems to be a player who's back on, who's making another run. He's a favorite at 8-1. And then GetOnTheJetAggie.com, and it sounds like you're being ugly to the Aggies, but you're actually being super nice to the Aggies. And there's different packages there's different ways that you can kind of mix and match the package.
Doesn't say get your ass on the plane, Aggie.
Although you should. This is a pretty cool opportunity. So if you've got the means to do this, this is one of those potentially once in a lifetime opportunities, and could be a special run.
Last thing, buddy.
Yeah.
So. It's not even about the means, because remember, this is for the boss, all right? So the boss can do it, right? Boss, you're the boss now. This is boss privilege. But if you're a guy that you have to hit the boss button on a spreadsheet, we got you covered, all right? You need to go to your boss right now and say, hey, look, I'm going to go. You show up on the jet with a company polo, take a selfie. We'll put that thing on Instagram. We'll get that thing promoted throughout.
Write-off. That's a write-off.
It's just a marketing expense, exactly.
Taking
we
client.
We got you covered.
Taking
get out
client.
Of the jet, Aggie.
If you are the boss, you should be bringing all your crew.
And your clients.
Yeah, and your clients. Write off.
That's what it is.
That's a write off.
That's how you entertain your clients.
We appreciate you, baby.
T, we appreciate it, man. Great stuff.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, One Concierge. what is it? One Concierge?
OneConcierge.com is, if you can find out, like, they go to the Grammys, the Oscars. They had went to, they had two different Oscar parties they did. They do Kentucky Derby. Like, basically, if you want the most badass, they can get you butlers. Like, this is the spot. But I was talking to Terrence about it, because Terrence has been doing this for a while. Like, they got some major golfers who are involved with them. I know they had their card, like, it's a platinum gold card that they make. But he's got some packages that are available that it can, they can downgrade from, I shouldn't say downgrade, they can go from jet to, you want to fly first class or business class, you want to save a little bit of expense, we can do that for you too. So, like, I'm actually thinking about doing bucket list stuff through him, because they have access to stuff that would be too hard for me to get. Like, I want to get to a Kentucky Derby. I want to do some stuff like that. I've never done that. And so I want me and you, I want to get us a little bucket list, and you can do a bench bucket list. That's eventually what I want to build this into.
That's awesome. 814 ESPN 97.5. Thanks, T. We appreciate it. Now, let's talk about hoops, as he mentioned, the Aggies. You're going to go watch them play hoops?
Troy, who I believe is a Longhorn fan, said leave it to the Aggies to all of a sudden become a basketball school. Hey, maybe they always were, Troy.
Troy, aren't you trying to do that as well?
Way to keep the website simple for Aggies. I mean, the Longhorn, why do we have to have this hate?
Yeah.
It's not get on the jet. It's get on the Jets and go back to Austin.
They've got another one.
Longhorns. That's that website.
Someday you'll win again, longhorn.com.
Wow. No? Yeah. Yeah. That's easy to remember.
Remember? Yeah. That's another website.
Is this the year you have offense in sports.com? In any sport.com?
Any sport, Longhorns? Now it's time to talk about hoop. You know how you get more? You practice. You know how you practice? With a hoop sporting goal. The best goal. Not the bent rim with the white backboard that needs painting. Tempered glass backboard with the breakaway rim. Breakaway rim means it doesn't break. It doesn't make any sense, but that's it. And it is the best goal, and it's not even close. If you're looking for the best goal in the market with all the accessories as well, the ball keeps going out in the street, and you want to just buy that, that's okay. Go to the website. There's a net that will stop the ball from going out in the street and your kid running out in front of a car. That's okay. If you don't get that, then you're a bad parent, I think. So if you're looking for a great way to get the best goal, this is not even arguable. Which is unrustable, the best installation you can possibly get. They'll stencil your court. They'll put a light on the top of the backboard so you can play at night. This is the best way to go about it. The rim lowers so that the kids can dunk. Listen, it's all right here at ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Lay. Sir. Yeah.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Looks like it could be raining at... apparently, is there a chance of rain in Southern California today? And that's why the thought is Sam Darnold might have to throw in the rain. Oh, well.
So you know what the rumor was? Sam didn't throw at the combine. You're only going to get this from listening to The Bench. I've got you covered with rumors that are actually true. Except the crackhead thing and Steve. That was never on the show, so we didn't have that here. That's other shows were saying
We start rumors that aren't true. That's
we start
fine.
Rumors that are true.
Well, sometimes we start rumors that aren't or that we don't know about. We certainly talk about guys taking PEDs all the time.
Well, you are the guy who likes to talk about that.
I don't say that, lawsuit people.
I do.
John likes to throw performance-enhancing drugs on a lot of people.
I had somebody this weekend say, it doesn't seem like John is that afraid to say stuff. I'm like, yeah, he's not. John doesn't. If you really think about it, John's to the point where I said, Wendy's got a good job. John's basically saying, come at me, bro, every segment. It's like, tase me.
Yeah.
Please try and tase me, bro.
Try me. I dare you. That's pretty much what
John
he's saying the entire time.
That's
not true.
Constantly on come at me, bro. He's like, he's not afraid of the PC stuff. Or
no.
I said, John's not afraid of it.
He's not. He called some random blogger that happened to show up on a sideline because someone else tweeted out a bitch for no reason.
No one even added him.
No.
No one even added him.
She didn't talk about him.
Timeline.
He happened to be following some soccer player who tweeted her out.
Which is also a huge upset.
Weird, too, by the way. Well, he did used to interview Dynamo players, so maybe that's where it came from.
I did, too. Wasn't that tough?
Listen, I don't have proof. She just seemed like a bitch to me.
See?
What'd she do?
She didn't do anything.
Oh, she just traveled.
My favorite city, London. Now I'm heading to Paris. Bitch.
See? See? Yeah. He's not afraid.
No, he's not afraid. He has no sense. He has no sense.
Am I right or am I right, though?
No, you're not right.
We don't know her.
We don't. Yeah.
I don't, you saw the picture of her.
Yeah.
That's
a basic bitch picture, but that doesn't mean she's actually a bitch.
You got him.
All right.
I mean,
it is a basic bitch picture, but that doesn't mean she's actually a bitch.
Those are two different terms.
It is. It depends on how you say it. Yeah. When I call someone a basic bitch, that's not really an insult. When he says it, bitch, that's an insult.
It's meant two different ways.
Okay. But
Bell's is for the culture.
Yours is
for the culture of hate.
Just because I phrased it just a little bit different, I use different inflection, doesn't mean it's the same word, okay? Can you ask Justice Thomas if that was pubic hair on the Coke?
Justice Thomas.
Well,
that was not... Was
Clarence.
That's Clarence. It's not Terrence. It wasn't Clarence. It was Terrence. Is this a joke because it's not funny? This is not a funny segment. No, it wasn't a joke. It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
That happened.
It's actually like a real offer. Stop. The Aggies can go to a big time. Look, you Longhorns are going to cry. This Aggie team is a good basketball,
team.
So don't be crying when they're going to the Final Four. I'm just warning you in advance.
Yeah.
Don't be crying.
This team is good enough. It's definitely good enough. And they're on the right side of the bracket. I'm telling you.
Horn website, getonthejet5and7.com? Who put Mike or Miles? That's not a good website.
That's not the right website. Get on the 5and7. Jet.com. Right. That's wrong. All right, what did you want to talk about? Do you even remember? Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah. So Sam Darnold, you know, he didn't throw at the combine. And everyone thought, he doesn't want to compete. Why would Sam do that? And then, you know, he gave that. We just thought it was best because we actually interviewed him. We had a chance to talk to him, and we just thought it was. I just thought it was best. He didn't say we. He said I just thought it was best to wait and I'll get ready and throw to my receivers and standard answer. But that didn't. For me, that just seemed out of place because Sam Darnold's a pretty competitive guy. What I was hearing at the combine was he had some shoulder stiffness. He wasn't feeling too good in the shoulder. There was nothing. Clearly, if there was anything wrong with the shoulder structurally, that would have showed up in combine meds. And that did not show up in combine meds. So I think there's something he didn't want to talk about was he had a little bit of a sore shoulder, and that's why he didn't throw at the combine. He was waiting because there was some shoulder soreness. So we'll see how he throws today. My guess is he'll throw the ball well, and when he does, he's the first pick of the Cleveland Browns. I think all he needs to do is – and he's throwing on air now. If you can't throw to your wide receivers with no one guarding them relatively accurately, you shouldn't be the first pick of the draft ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
No. Okay, so I'm still torn on the third-round pick for Tyrod Taylor when you're going to draft Sam Darnold. I'm still torn because third-round picks can be really good. I get that you want to, and Tyrod Taylor
did
will
seem
give
a little
you a
high.
Buffer.
Yeah.
But third round? That seems to me a bit much.
So you had it. So you basically, it's not like if this were the Texans, it'd be one thing. The Browns have 100 zillion picks. So for one, it doesn't mean as much to him. I think the other thing, John, is they want to immediately start to instill a culture of winning. I think they want to do everything they can to give themselves the best chance to win games starting this year. I think that's one of the reasons they went out and got Tyrod Taylor. I think it's one of the reasons they're willing to pay a third. And one of the reasons you see all these moves that are being made with Demarius Randall. And they're making a lot of moves. I think it's because John Dorsey wants to change that culture of losing 1-31 in the last 2 years. I think he wants to go out and get 5 wins this year as quickly as he can. And I think it's going to be important that do that. That's my only guess.
Something because of
you could go Hoyer if you wanted. You can go flying McCown brother. You could do something like that.
But with Tyrod, I think you can stem the tide of the fan base trying to get Sam Darnold on the field immediately.
Which is maybe one of the things as well.
That's right. I mean, and I see, and I think, and I know everybody's, every time you think of Tom Savage and Bill O'Brien, that you're so disgusted that you can't even look at the team anymore, that you've revoked your season tickets, that you'll never watch another Texans game because they started Tom Savage for a half. But the thought was, let's bring Deshaun along, not throw him to the wolves. We've seen this work before. Let a guy, you know, don't make him go out there. And if he and loses confidence before he's ready, all of those things. And that's going to be the case here, is they're going to want Tyrod Taylor to be the buffer for Sam Darnold to become a pro. Now, it may not last long, just like it didn't last long for Deshaun. But I'll tell you this. Sam Darnold has looked really, really good at times, but some of his decision making and the way he forces the ball or the way he is reading deep, all of those things are not as good as Deshaun's.
Do you know why I put an Andrew Luck comp on him and people lost their mind? But from a size standpoint, if you look at Luck's NFL career, 2-1 touchdown interception, which is not great. 59% completion percentage, not great. 7.2 yards per attempt. Not great. There's this assumption that Andrew Luck is this amazing. And you know why? Because he comes through in clutch situations.
Yeah.
A lot of his games aren't great, but that's one of the things that I think is defines Sam Darnold, is Sam Darnold can be a little spotty at times in certain games, but he is very clutch in the fourth quarter of games. I went and studied all of his data. His numbers don't change from blitz to non-blitz, from first quarter to fourth quarter. He is not affected by anything. On the move versus standard, he throws almost the same completion percentage when he's on the move, the same when he's blitzed. Like, he has a lot of what Luck has, and I don't think he gets easily rattled by pressure, especially late in games. And we've seen him make plays late in games. So I think he's a good player. I don't think he's one of the top five, but I think he's right on the cusp of being one of the top five in this draft. And I do think he'll be the first quarterback.
Yeah, and I think he will go to Cleveland. I do. I'm not sure about Tyrod Taylor, and I'm not sure about the Jets. Why did you get Bridgewater and McCown when you have to get a quarterback now? It's got to be Josh Allen, or it's got to be Rosen, or it's got to be Baker. You have to, one of those three, whoever they thought, and they must think that the third guy is just as good, because there's a chance somebody trades up with the Giants and you're picking the third guy. There is that possibility that you're taking the third guy. So you must be awfully, when you gave up all of that, and you signed, I just don't get Bridgewater and McCown. I just don't get it. Maybe, again, a buffer for whoever, but why both of them? Why did they have to have both of them? And why are you wasting? I guess they had plenty of money to spend, so I guess it doesn't matter to them.
That's just it. Like
draft picks don't matter to the Browns, I guess.
That's it.
But it seems wasteful to me. Waste not, want not. That's what I think.
Here's some tweets we got in about John. The kids are learning all sorts of new words on the way to school today, says Spencer. Mark says, hey, Dell and Lance, John Granato is basically the honey badger of radio. He gives zero Fs.
That was Ken Giles. Did you see his T-shirt after the World Series?
No.
Zero Fs given.
Well, he should feel that way.
It should say zero saves given.
Yeah.
It should say many runs given. Yeah.
Zero scoreless innings given.
I know. Don't wear that shirt. Don't even get in the team picture, yeah. Ken.
He had a cigar, and how tough is that to celebrate?
This completely seriously. Was that hard to celebrate? And I'm not trying to be glib or ugly about it. But like,
it has to be impossible. That you love that your team won.
And you played
a big role throughout the season.
Yeah.
He played a huge role throughout the season. But to end it that way, how horrific that you couldn't even be used anymore.
Manager couldn't see fit to put you in a game in game seven with the 5-1 lead.
No.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to have our starter, who never has closed the game before, close it out because I can't trust
you. Okay, do you remember when Vernon Maxwell quit on the season when Clyde was there? He quit. In the postseason, Vernon just quit. It's similar to Giles. Giles didn't quit. He was just told we're going to quit you.
No, it's nothing.
He said
like
we're
going to
quit you. Did Vernon come back with? Because Vernon can come back with a shirt that says zero F's given. Because Vernon legitimately gave zero.
No, right. It's nothing like that, Lance.
But is it hard? Zero, like, did Vernon?
Vernon walked out.
Did he have
on his
a cigar?
Team.
But did he have a cigar no. and celebrate?
No,
he won a title. Lord. Kind of. He kind of won a title.
He did win a title.
Did he get a ring?
I would imagine they gave him a ring. He was there the whole season.
No, he quit.
It's that he quit in the playoffs. He was there the whole season when they, you know, they got the sixth seed.
So much like Giles.
Yeah,
he was there until the very end.
No,
also.
Giles actually pitched pretty well
in the playoffs.
No,
he quit
in the regular season.
He didn't quit.
Not intentionally.
He was submitted. That's what happened.
You
to
don't
him.
Even get to the postseason without Giles. There, I said.
No.
Oh, that's, my.
What? What did you just say?
I just said it. There.
I don't know.
Zero F's given.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, Mark, yeah, John doesn't care what he says. He doesn't care if it's factual or not, because he just said that Astros don't get to the postseason without Ken Giles.
Zero F's given. That's right.
Rich says, the NCAA tournament is huge for A&M. It's their first real shot at winning a national championship since the invention of the television.
That's not true. Track. Go back and look at your track champions.
I mean, is that a Texas guy saying that? Because congratulations. You've got one title that anyone cares about the last 40 years, and you guys are running your mouths. Okay, congratulations. Thank
whoa,
you.
Whoa.
I mean,
it's a title. You've got a turnover chain, Dell. Y'all are running around.
We still have more titles in the last. Still have more titles
than
the
Wake Forest.
Still have. We didn't play Wake Forest this year, so that's factually incorrect. Notre Dame, turnover chain.
Notre Dame.
I'm just saying, it's funny that you can have that back and forth between Longhorns and Aggies, but as far as titles anyone cares about, you had one in 2006. No one cares about your baseball titles, and that's the only one since, like, the 70s.
Stop. All right. A&M actually, not 2006. 2000, so let's stop.
I'm not getting after A&M. 2005, 2006 was their national title in football. Right. It's the only one anyone cares about the last 40 years for them. Why are they running their mouths?
Because it's a great, great program. Okay.
I always love the Longhorns feeling like they're destined to be great. Yeah, when Vince Young was there, you were great. And Colt for, yeah, that 8-year span, the last 40 years, you were great. Congratulations. Get the hell out of here.
Stop. Dell, get the hell out of here, Longhorn. Stop telling the Longhorn fans to get the hell out of here. I don't know how many of them we got here.
It's like a battle of the little people going back and forth.
Oh,
A&M and the Longhorns going back and forth.
No, enough out of you.
That's it.
Enough.
Let's talk about something good and clean and wholesome. Allied Siding and Windows.
No, I thought you were talking about gambling.
I could talk about gambling right now.
I'm talking about gambling.
I thought I talked about them last segment.
You did. Is there not enough? There's not tournament games coming up tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But didn't I just do them last segment? Oh, I just did them a little while ago. Yeah. Okay, so let's do them again right here. What I want to talk
people
about is
don't need to know how to gamble?
Everybody needs to know how to gamble. I mean, if you're not gambling your money, then there's something wrong with you, quite frankly. Now, if you have a problem, please call. But if you don't have a problem, then please go to mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. If you'd like to, you know, start one, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag and start to play. You know a boatload about what's going to go on in this tournament. You Aggie fans, you want to put something on it for your team? You believe in them? Well, let's go. Or you can believe in somebody else. You Longhorn fans, you can believe in Michigan. Okay, go ahead. And I think you probably will. What I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag. And, okay, let's say you bet on the Aggies and they're losing during the game. And it looks like they're going to lose. Well, oh, wait, in the middle of the game, I can bet on the other side. And you know what? Oh, my goodness, how awesome. I made my money back. You know, listen. It is so much fun. In-game gambling, you got it all. You've got casino gambling as well. You want to play blackjack. You want to play whatever it is, keno. I don't care. They've got all the stuff that you could possibly need at mybookie.ag, matching 50% of your initial deposit. So you're playing with 150% of your money. Mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
Still waiting for them to get my article up.
Should be up any second. I don't know. It's at sportsmap.com.
Were you able to finish it in an hour and 39 minutes?
No. It's been done. I've been waiting. They're slow to. They must be putting pictures with it or something.
Or, I don't know that Fred could have gotten it up, but, you know, actually when you hadn't turned it in yet.
Check your spam folder.
You think it went to Fred's spam?
It might have, because it might have. This could have been a...
Everyone's heard you pounding on the keys during every segment.
I'm doing tweets.
Oh, you're tweeting?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Longhorn
with... I'm doing
with,
tweet things.
With a rebuttal to Dell's
wait,
comment.
Before we go on, tweets allow you 500 words per tweet?
It's gone up, remember? 500 characters.
500 words?
I've been sending a lot of tweets.
Longhorn Scott with a rebuttal to whatever Dell said right here.
Well, look, Dell and I are good. I got no beef with Dell. Now, occasionally he gets a little bit outside the lines, and he gets a little, you know, like he needs a little.
I'm like
call.
Bob Lee.
And Dell, we're good. I like you.
You know why he likes Dell also?
Because he'll calls
take,
him Dale.
Well, and he'll take shots at the Aggies.
I take shots at everybody.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I
know.
That's my shtick.
I'm taking the bait, okay? I'm doing what I try to get others to do. I'm doing it. So, Dale. Look, I'm going to save the last question for the, you know, at the very end. I've got one I'm going to drop on you. But when you talk about the second winningest football program in the history of college football, was, you know, four national championships. There are teams that have more. Alabama is the only one I can think of. I'm guessing there might be. Oh, OU, they bought and paid for about eight of them, I think.
Miami has five.
Oh, my.
You were mentioning programs who have more. I'm just giving you another example.
There you go. You're right. There you have it, right? So, there are two ways of looking at it. And then when you combine the fact that the baseball program, which, by the way, there are a lot of people who care about that. And people don't nationwide wait up looking to see how college baseball goes every year. But those teams are usually teams that suck every year. And the people that care down here in the South usually take notice of the fact that Texas has more college World Series appearances than any other team. They have more wins in the college World Series than any other team. They have second most national championships. Basketball, which is a complete afterthought, and you can tell because our team sucks here of late, which is totally disappointing. But, yeah, right now, it's not too great. Oh, by the way, did I mention it's a world-class university and it's a world-class city? I mean, there's a lot to be proud of if you're a Texas grad. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like someone was telling me that their kid was going to go to TCU. I'm like, oh. So I surmised quickly that they're not able to get into a good school like Texas, and they're willing to pay like two or three times more than the degree is worth. But and there's a lot of people like that. So the haters are going to hate and all that. But Bill, there's plenty of reasons for a Texas grad or even a fan just to be proud of what the program is all about. And that's why Mack Brown got run off for, you know, an 8-win season or whatever it was, 7 his last year. And then, of course, we had the Charlie Strong debacle. But, hey, nothing ventured, nothing gained. But, yeah, excellence is expected. Hell, yeah.
What's your final question? You said you had one more question.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and I honestly don't know this. Did you graduate from Miami?
No, that's always the one. No, I wasn't eligible to go to that private university, but I was always a fan as a kid, so I was still a fan.
I did that for Lance.
Here it comes. The T-shirt fan argument. Oh, we're getting booed. Raheel's booing. Boo. Just boo, Scott.
Oh, Scott's getting booed by Raheel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
another Texas guy. Booing a Texas guy.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
That's not right. So the Aggies joined zero for LSU.
I lump all Aggies and Longhorns into the same pot.
Yeah, they're
you have to stand by your man, Longhorn Scott.
It's fine. I mean, it was a very long and weak argument. My point was, fine, you can be proud, much like a lot of people are proud of their universities. The point is, you're not standing on real firm ground taking shots at the Aggies about their inability to win titles. In sports that matter.
We recognize some of the irony.
Tell Scott no one needs a history lesson. Reagan Swinbank says, mm-hmm. Tell Scott no one needs a history lesson. Horns have sucked for years. I just love the name Reagan Swinbank. I just think that's... But he's an Aggie. Just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
How can you be named Reagan Swinbank and be an Aggie?
You don't think a guy named that should be an Aggie? Where should he have gone?
He should have gone to,
Yale.
Harvard.
What do you think about this? Concept Mayhem says, Austin Bomber sounds like a two guard for Duke who I would absolutely hate.
Oh, I think everybody, even more than two guard for Duke, you hate this guy.
Okay? Yeah. Even more than even Grayson Allen.
Right. Yep. Who do you hate more? Austin Bomber or Grayson Allen?
Austin Bomber's done. Yeah. So
you don't have to hate him anymore. He's dead.
Grayson Allen, still there.
That's
done.
There's another
still
guy
knocking down shots.
Yeah. That's in the Sweet 16.
When Longhorn Scott drops, a hater's going to hate. You know he's got nothing left.
Yeah, it was an embarrassing attempt by him, to be honest with you.
You know you're reaching when you're bringing up College World Series game wins, I guess. I don't know. Baseball's kind of a big deal. Maybe not at the collegiate level, but it's kind of a big deal still. Mm-hmm. I do. But I think the tournament has turned into this too. I know Raheel watches a lot of college basketball. I had a hard time this season because the Rockets are so good, to get into college basketball as much this year. The tournament was what you watch. I really enjoy, quite frankly, I enjoy the college softball World Series, the college baseball World Series. But I'm not watching. I don't know that anybody's watching much college baseball.
Yeah,
other
when
than
it's distilled into eight teams over a week and a half or 2 weeks span. Yeah, it's a big deal. I like it. I actually like it. But I'm not going to sit through TCU versus Texas in the middle of April.
No.
Have you ever noticed that sports you don't watch, when you watch them, a lot of times you like them. It's just not like hockey. I don't search out hockey, but when I'm watching, I'm like, you know,
the playoffs are badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but back to the College World Series, my buddies say, and you can see this, there are eight teams, and there are games going on, two games a day going on, where you're going to the ballpark, and outside, everybody is partying. It is just a huge party with eight different schools there, and everybody all getting together. They say it is the best event as far as to attend. People swear by the College World Series. That it is the best event, and I could certainly see it. It's over a 2 week period where everybody's partying every day. Your team plays every couple of days. You go to, and you watch your team play, and meanwhile you're watching the other games while you're outside tailgating the whole time. This is my kind of thing. This is definitely my kind of thing. Who is it? Aggie James wants to talk about his Sweet 16 team. What do you say, Aggie James?
Oh, not much. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Hey, Omaha is awesome, John. You would really enjoy it.
I would.
I'm not sure aristocrats like Longhorn Scott would enjoy it because they don't like to talk to peasants. But us regular folks really enjoy that kind of scene.
If only you knew Longhorn Scott. Go ahead. Yeah, what peasants?
I think the Aggs can make a serious run. I think it's just another step in our superiority and dominance of the state of Texas. Where we continue to bitch slap the Longhorns in every single way. Football, basketball, baseball. We could bring up women's sports if you want, but I feel like that'd be going too deep.
You are still playing. We'll be watching the Aggies play.
I think I think Billy Kennedy made a huge mistake not coming on with us this week. Did Chris Beard come on? Is he in the Sweet 16? Did Billy Kennedy come on? Is he in the Sweet 16?
Is he going?
Yeah, on last week.
Is he going to come on this
before?
Week?
Billy went on last week too.
Billy went on last week, but he didn't come on this week.
Is Chris Beard going to come on this week?
No, I don't care if he wins or loses.
Okay,
I want him to win and continue to spread the Whataburger gospel. Here's the thing, guys.
Hey,
whenever I get Whataburger,
not my first time at Whataburger, serious, guys. Right? Not my first time at Whataburger, guys.
I like onion rings fine, but I'm not going to substitute them for fries. I'm not going to make that mistake.
Chris, we didn't ask you about that, though.
No, we didn't.
You asked me my questions. I think those great things, those honey chicken strips that you have right there.
The kids swear by the honey breakfast, the honey chicken breakfast.
Chicken, the
yeah,
biscuit.
Guess what? Chicken and biscuits and honey and butter have always been a winning combination forever. Who's ever screwed that up?
No, right.
You can go to Rocco's terrible gas station restaurant, and they're like, we got some food. Like, I'm not eating any of the things on your tumblers. Oh, you got chicken and biscuits and honey and butter? I'll give this a shot.
Yep. You got to give this a shot, Lance, because you need it.
I do.
James Hardy plank. James Hardy siding trim.
MVP. MVP.
No, Hardy.
James Hardy.
James Hardy.
Not James Harden plank.
James Harden plank, right?
James.
MVP.
James Hardy
Whoa.
Plank.
It's play Bane?
MVP of siding.
Bane?
every year.
Does James Hardy plank trick you into calling the number and then paying for stuff, and then you realize, hey, I didn't mean to do that, like James Harden does to every defender ever?
No, it's not like that. No, actually, James Hardy plank finishes, unlike James Harden so far.
Hey.
Right. Oh, hey. MVP.
MVP.
James Hardy plank has been the MVP of the sighting game for years and years. James Harden, not so much until this year. Okay, so James Hardy plank greater than James Harden plank so far. Okay? I'm just saying. You get the James Hardy siding, trim, and overhang starting at just $150 a month. Allied Siding and Windows installs more James Hardy replacement siding than anyone in Texas. The only privately owned showroom in the U.S. Non-prorated 30-year warranty. Call them. A 30-second call sets up a 30-minute meeting, but they're not going to pressure you. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You get 100% financing with zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Allied has had the same name and phone number. They're awesome. They will guarantee that the job is going to be perfect, or they're not leaving your house. They're not leaving until you are completely satisfied. And again, you can't non-prorated 30-year warranty and zero down and no interest payments for 18 months. 713 Windows, 713-946-3697. 713 Windows, Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, Jim, let's bring him in here on ESPN 97.5. Jim, how are you?
Hey, doing well, guys. Class of 90, fighting Texas Aggie. I got into the car here and caught the tail end of this Aggie Longhorn banner, and I don't want to necessarily get into the PP contest of whatever started that, but my big concern is this program. And John, I'm going to plead for you to take a quick action on this. It was tough enough when Lance joined to lose male golfer, female golfer food, to lose the crowbar.
It's not me.
That joke. And then on day two of y'all's show, Longhorn Scott calls in. So I know that Lance's alter ego, Longhorn Lance, creates an environment where the Longhorns can feel compelled to call into this show on a regular basis. And then this morning I hear Longhorn Scott on the radio, and I've had enough. Please start banning these guys. Longhorns have been rendered mute, you know, obsolete, ever since Sumlin and Johnny Football took over the state of Texas.
I see you've been listening since maybe 2011 to John, because Longhorn Scott started with us a long time ago.
I tell you, Lance, I don't remember him calling much until you got here, and trust me, you're Longhorn Lance. I love you.
What? How am I Longhorn Lance?
Well,
how am I Longhorn Lance?
By marriage?
Yep.
By marriage.
No, I'm not by marriage. She doesn't consider me Longhorn Lance. She considers me Fade Longhorns on Everything Lance.
No, she. Do you know?
I'm caught in a weird place.
Your marriage would not last unless you conceded and gave in to all Longhorn lust. You have to love. Otherwise, you can't. Your marriage is actually hasn't been consummated.
I filmed her screaming and yelling at thing on Periscope during the Oklahoma game.
That doesn't mean.
And that almost cost me my life. It definitely almost cost me my sex life. But it almost cost me my life. She was. And then I made the comment, like, it's over. You're going to win.
Oh, God.
Pick six. 1 minute afterwards, I got MF'd. Chased out. I left the house.
A wonderful Christian.
Yeah, I left the house.
A devout Catholic is using language.
This game is a wrap. You're fine.
boom, pick six. And it's like, and I immediately went, oh my God, I just committed one of the great sports atrocities of all time.
Yes, don't ever do that.
Saying that a game is over. Of course, the sports guys were going to put a pick six on me and then threaten my way of life. Yeah. Of course they were.
And all of your pleasure.
Yep. Not all of it, but
most of it.
The most desirable part of it. Let's get Lanny in here. You know, one of my pleasures that I like to take, that I like to give myself is calling Bill Advisor, or you don't even call him. You text Bills to 313131, or you can go to BillAdvisor.com, and you see all of the great offers that they have for you. Find out all the great ways that they negotiate. And what you guys do, Lanny, is you negotiate new customer prices for existing customers, because why do existing customers get the screws put to them all the time? And what we find out every single week, we focus on one or two or three different quote-unquote big winners. And the winners this week were all over $1,000.
No, that's exactly right. Let me hit through them here real quick. Jeff from Crossroads, Texas, almost $2,000 on his TV and home phone bill bundled together. Holly from Cyprus, $1,500 on just her TV bill. And then Sheena from Humble, nearly $1,200 on her energy bill. Look, all this stuff you pay for every single month. You signed up with a new customer price, but it always goes up. We get the new customer price feeling back by getting you those rates back, and certainly getting you a lot closer than you used to be, and our customers save real money.
What do you want to focus on today? You want to do bills or you want to do the money? Which one are we going to save people on?
I tell you what, we're going to focus on bills because everybody's got everything. TV, internet, cell phone, home and auto insurance, energy. You know you're overpaying for it. Once upon a time, the price was good. It always goes up. You just say, it's the way it goes. It's the cost of doing business. No, it's not. The cost of doing business is $12.99 per month, and that's what you have to pay us. No additional fees, nothing hidden, and we'll take care of this for you and get you a lot of savings back in your pocket.
For me, they saved that paid for itself with the very first bill. I'm telling you guys, they paid for that with the 4 months of credit that I got with DirecTV. Their credits equaled more than the amount I paid for the entire year, and that was just the credit on one bill. The savings will be substantial, and they will be consistent when you sign up with Bill Advisor. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text Bills to 313131.